Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5. It is Drive, and it's time for a little bit of midweek motivation.
Some wise words.
You are wise.
To get you through the week.
Woo-hoo! This is Midweek Motivation.
Please welcome to the show, Rob Furlong. How are you?
That was quite an introduction, Beck. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But I'm doing all right, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Now, I hear we're talking about Jesus today, so hit us with it.
Well, in a particular context, I've just been going around in my mind a lot lately that who Jesus is and what he stood for, what he believed in, the things that he did, has been blurred a lot by a lot of, I think, mixed messages out there about Christianity in general. And it's just been going around in my mind that I think that we need to have a whole conversation about Jesus and the kind of person that he was and is, and just cut through a lot of the rubbish and get back to who Jesus really is. And it's just been kicking around in my mind because I think a lot of people out there, well, put it this way, the stats are telling us at the moment that a quarter of the population of Australians think Jesus was a mythical figure, and another quarter of the population actually aren't sure. That's a lot of people who are very unsure about Jesus. And I think we've got to cut through it and try and help people understand who he really is.
And how do we do that?
Well, I reckon the thing I would say back today is I would encourage people to go and read the Gospels. I am currently going through the Gospel of Matthew again and trying to read it through new eyes. And I tell you what, I remember I heard a preacher say this years ago, and I'm having the same experience myself. Jesus is an impressive person. You look at what he did. He comes to Israel, and he comes preaching the message of the kingdom of God. But there's this great compassion. He heals people. He cares for people. He loves people. He treats them with dignity. At one point, he's criticized by the religious leaders because he sits, as the term that they use is, what are you eating and drinking with these scum for? And the message that I think we need to hear from people is Jesus actually really does love us.
I love that. So what about for people who are struggling at the moment or with this?
So what I would like to say to folks today is, look, you might be struggling with a heap of stuff. And let's, you know, cut straight to the chase. If you're going to follow Jesus, he's going to call you to change your life and to start to bring it into line with him. But here's the point. He doesn't reject you as a person. He doesn't condemn you. And whatever your situation is right now, he does know and he does care. And something that stood out to me in the gospel the other day was the littlest bit of faith gets rewarded by Jesus. The littlest bit of faith that a person shows when they turn towards Jesus brings out all his compassion and love. So if you're doing it tough today, just turn towards Jesus because you will find compassion and love and grace. He won't turn you away.
I love that. Thank you so much for your encouragement and your motivation today, Rob Furlong.
Thanks heaps, Beck, and great to talk with you.
Whew. What a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.